Well, as we've been hearing, the crisis on the ground in Gaza continues to worsen. International efforts are continuing in a bid to halt the death and destruction and bring the parties to the negotiating table. Part of that effort involved the drafting of a United Nations human rights resolution calling for an investigation of Israel's conduct of its military campaign. The resolution was passed by 29 votes to 1 as the United States voted against. However, Ireland, along with 16 other countries, abstained, and that has triggered an angry response from Fianna Fáil and Sinn Féin. Fianna Fáil is currently trying to secure support to recall the Seanad to debate the crisis in Gaza, while Sinn Féin leader Gerry Adams has urged the Taoiseach to recall the Dáil. When I spoke to Gerry Adams this weekend, I first asked him what was his main problem with the government's response to the Gaza crisis.
What the special meeting of the Human Rights Council was pressing for was an independent international commission to investigate all violations of international humanitarian law and international human rights law. And it was very balanced in my view. It particularly condemned all violence against civilians, including Israeli civilians. It called for immediate cessations of all actions, including attacks on Israeli civilians. Now, for the Irish government to abstain when what this was about was a call for international law to be upheld is incomprehensible.
The government is saying that the resolution as drafted was biased and one-sided against Israel. This was the EU position and wouldn't have included an investigation of rockets fired by Hamas and military groups into Israel. Now, isn't that omission a legitimate ground for fearing that this would be doomed from the outset and fail to get Israeli buy-in, which would be essential to get any resolution?
Well, first of all, the minutes of the council meeting don't even record any intervention by an Irish representative. Secondly, it says very clearly to establish an independent international commission of inquiry to investigate all violations of international human rights law. Sometimes we Irish have an exaggerated sense of our place in the world, but really those people in the Middle East do respect Ireland because of our colonial past, because of the fight for freedom here, because of our history, and also because of our recent and ongoing peace process.
Precisely that peace process, Gerry Adams, required people to take on board unpalatable concerns from their opponents. Surely, given that a key point in Israel's justification for its campaign in Gaza is that it is acting in self-defence, should have required in this resolution a more coherent and overtly expressed acknowledgement of Israel's concerns.
Well, any interpretation of this allows for all, and I repeat, the resolution is quite clear. But also, according to the minute, in the general debate, speakers called for an immediate halt of Israeli operations against civilians, but some spoke also against and condemned reprehensible acts, including indiscriminate firing of rockets into Israel by Hamas.
Do you condemn those? Do you condemn the indiscriminate firing of those rockets
from
Hamas?
Yes, absolutely. Sinn Féin's position, and I was there, and I also met the Hamas leaders, and was told that I shouldn't have met the Hamas leaders, but I met them, and I said to them, "You should stop these actions." But I'm also very conscious. This is a small strip of territory, but stretch 10 kilometers wide from Drogheda to the border. There are 2 million people living there. They've nowhere to go. It isn't really about my view of what's going on there. It isn't even about who's right or who's wrong. It's about what an Irish government should do to represent the feelings of the Irish people and to play a useful, positive role. And yes, it does involve taking risks. And yes, it does involve taking up positions that are unpalatable. But there would not be a peace process in Ireland if the international community had not taken a stand.
You've called on the Taoiseach to recall the Dáil to allow a debate to take place on this. Realistically, what is that going to achieve?
Again, it sends a very, very clear signal that people here care, that our Parliament is prepared to debate these issues, that hopefully we could get an agreed position. It would also help the morale of our own people, the people of the island, whatever our party political views of this, to know that our parliamentarians, for once, are united and are doing the right thing.
Well, I'm told that the Taoiseach does not believe it's necessary at this time to recall the Dáil, given the range of efforts that Ireland's engaging in bilaterally and at EU level to address this. What more do you want them to do?
I want them not to abstain when they go to a UN council meeting. I want them to vote in support. The Dáil coming together for an agreed period of a morning session or a 3 or 4 hour session on an agreed resolution. Even the very fact that the parliament would be recalled, that the Dáil would be recalled, would make news in that region, which would be positive for those who are trying to make the peace.
Gerry, why this conflict rather than other conflicts? If you look at Syria and the fate that has befallen a lot of the people there, we haven't heard calls to recall the Dáil for that or for many other conflicts that are taking place in the world.
No, I think that's valid. And in fact, the Fianna Fáil party, which has agreed on the need for the Dáil to be recalled, is also making the point that the situation in Ukraine should be discussed. But there is a long-standing relationship and affinity between Irish people and between people in Palestine. And there's also a long-standing relationship between people in Ireland and the Israeli state. So the Irish government can do an awful lot more. But it needs to rectify, if it can, the mistake that was made in abstaining on this UN Council motion. It's fair enough for a spokesperson for the Taoiseach to tell you that now is not the time. I have yet to be told that. We can't resolve all of these crises, but because we can't resolve them all, there's no reason for not making a stand and one that we could have a positive impact on.
And that was Sinn Féin leader Gerry Adams.